So, Celeste is a physician who chose to move into the academic world and teach medical students the ins and outs of primary medicine. Her own life was a personal trip through the world of cancer medicine and the insurance complex. She felt she owed it to her students to learn from a real-life experience how the patient feels, as well as how the medical systems work. In spite of all this, she was able to continue to manage her own medical practice and see her patients for the majority of her cancer treatments. In that time, she was a participant in the 401k plan of her practice and was able to put some funds away for retirement. As she said, the money she spent on her out-of-pocket medical care kept her alive. She has no regrets at all for the money she spent on that time of her life. Now that she's 5 years away from a mandatory retirement from her medical practice and can continue to teach, she wonders if she'd be able to do so financially. When I met with her, she was reasonably certain she'd be able to do both, but had some reservations as to the quality of the life she would have from a financial perspective. Could she maintain her current lifestyle, or would she have to cut back on much of it? Would she be able to keep her home, which was a haven to her and would be hard for her to sell? Should she look for employment elsewhere and take a look at places she's always wanted to live other than where she was now? Too many questions and not enough answers from the people she had always trusted with her finances. Her accountant told her she had a good pot of money to retire, but she did not understand what that meant. By whose standards was this a good pot? She had no one she trusted in the 401k plan because that was just done automatically, and she didn't feel comfortable speaking to someone on a toll-free line. So we started a conversation on what she really wanted to do with her life, not just for the next few years, but for the next 10-plus years. I shared with her the probability that no one could possibly give her any assurance that any planning beyond the next 3 to 5 years would happen as planned. We looked for reasonable probability that she would not outlive her resources, but beyond that, it was foolish to believe differently. Upon reflection, Celeste determined she really loved the home she had, and with a certain amount of travel, mostly low cost, she would be satisfied to remain where she was. She loved the faculty she worked with and was content with the proximity of her neighborhood to cultural events and adult education courses. With some negotiation, she could take longer periods of time off and explore the world as she wanted. Given that information, we devised a plan which would pay off the remainder of her small mortgage, have her work part-time at the college, and take generous distributions from her 401k plan for the next 5 years for travel, and then pull back to allow the funds to grow some. She thought that was a splendid arrangement and felt much lighter than when she started this retirement project. The end.